Let's go to Sagar and Jetty, Daily Caller White House correspondent. Sagar, good morning. What a segue.
Good morning. You guys are cracking.
You've got a lot on your mind and on your plate to cover this today, so we'll try and keep you briefly. But the White House has a bunch of things going on. I want to start with the gun meeting because that's where the president was this morning. He's saying that a whole bunch of ideas came out of that gun meeting yesterday, some good, some bad, but we need to respect the Second Amendment. But the sounds coming out of his mouth yesterday were not like that. He was for all sorts of restrictions. He offered at one point to put elements of Dianne Feinstein's assault weapons ban into the Toomey Mansion bill and get that moving forward. What is going on in the White House there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is the president's, you know, long-known penchant to please everybody in the room. But the reality is that the two sticking points at the end in the tweet, all he particularly wants to see in this bill is some sort of universal background check and mental illness screening. So, you know, yesterday he seemed to endorse, I think he said that, you know, he could put an assault weapons ban into the bill, that he wants to take guns away fast before due process, which is obviously unconstitutional. And this reminds me a lot of the president's immigration meeting, where he was in the room with, you know, people like Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin, and he said the dreaded words, comprehensive immigration reform, and seemed to endorse a pathway to citizenship for all 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. But, you know, the advisors got to him afterwards. They said, oh, Mr. President, you absolutely cannot do that. I suspect there was some sort of a stern meeting that was after, in which General Kelly or some other policy advisor explained the folly of what the president was saying, and that's part of the reason that we saw the tweet that we just did about 5 minutes ago.
Except in that case, Sagar, as we know, that in immigration, what we heard in the weeks following was this openness to eventually using more amnesties in the future as leverage for other immigration legislation. We saw the president's plan actually came out, offered citizenship to 1.8 million people, in addition to having a chain migration contraction that took 17 years to clear the backlog. There were all these things that conservatives were like scratching their heads on in this proposal. Now, you can claim that the White House is just doing this to demonstrate that Democrats don't actually have an appetite to pass anything that's compromising. Fine. But the impact of this is, look, Walmart has already raised its purchase age to 21 under the cover of the president saying, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I think that, those concessions that were given, which definitely did annoy and anger some conservatives, were still incremental, not to the level of comprehensive immigration reform. And that's what you're going to see here. I'm almost certain that they're at this point that they're going to put in a provision to raise the age to 21, despite some wobbling from the White House on that in the past. You're also probably going to see, you know, the universal background check system and other things that the NRA is going to oppose. And those are going to be viewed as the major concessions on behalf of the White House. But it would be, you know, pretty shocking to see an assault weapons ban endorsed by this White House. I don't really expect to see that. But you're absolutely right. I mean, is the NRA and our conservatives and our hardcore 2A supporters going to be happy with everything the White House is going to support? Probably not.
Well, I have two questions. I mean, first as a comment, I think yesterday was the Charlie Brown Lucy moment with Dianne Feinstein, you know, basically having her kind of run to kick that football and pull it away. So it's kind of a reverse from the Charlie Brown thing. But more importantly, Sagar, my question is, what does any of this have to do with what happened with the Florida shooting? I mean, not a single thing that I heard yesterday fundamentally addresses anything that went wrong to fix what happened.
Yeah, and you know, I think the only provision realistically would be the raising the minimum age to 21. But beyond that, the White House
maybe
is taking this as an opportunity to look at all of the different mass shootings and to try and put in some preventative policy. But that's also problematic because, I mean, the average age of a mass shooter is 33 years old. There's nothing that realistically could be screened against them. And then a lot of conservatives are saying this is really a law enforcement issue. This is, you know, where you saw multi-systemic failure.
Cascade failures, right.
Broward County. Right. Sorry, what?
Cascade failures. I mean, the entire system of existing laws, to include those which are supposed to be checks and laws in place for weapons to be seized, were not followed.
I mean, even during the shooting, the tape was on a 20-minute delay of what was actually happening inside the school. Like, nothing worked.
Correct. Yeah. Many people are saying you don't need to touch gun laws. You need to touch law enforcement reform.
Right.
You need to clean out the Broward County Sheriff's Office, and you need to fire whoever it is who did not forward that tip on to the FBI. And, you know, there's a lot of merit to that, and it's sadly very much missing from the discussion. I think that the White House sees that as a losing argument because the media is just so focused on the frenzy of gun control. But, you know, it would be heartening to hear more from the president, I think, for a lot of conservatives, to for him to come out and just talk more about the systemic failure of law enforcement.
Yes.
He has criticized here, you know, the deputies that were involved, but we haven't heard really anything about the FBI other than that tweet, which somehow connected it to the Russia investigation.
All right, speaking of law enforcement, let's shift gears over to Jeff Sessions. You've got Jeff Sessions and the president of the United States sort of in a tit-for-tat war of words all of a sudden in the last 24 hours. What's going on there?
Sure. So the president, you know, he tweeted that it was disgraceful that the attorney general had referred the investigation into a FISA abuse to the inspector general because he appears to want Sessions himself and the Justice Department lawyers to be involved in the process, even though that's really not how the process is supposed to work at all. It prompted, you know, a very rare rebuttal from Jeff Sessions, said which he said that he would keep his integrity and he would continue to pursue that investigation in a proper form. He also, it leaked out that he had dined with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein as kind of a show of support, or at least that's the way it's being spun. We don't really know what the circumstances of the meeting were. But, you know, once again, Sessions is beleaguered. I think that's the word that everybody's going with. And it's definitely putting a pall on the White House. I guarantee you it will be the subject of much of the briefing today. And it's really just because the president doesn't appear to know how the IG system works in the Department of Justice, and his just general frustration. He thinks that that the attorney general has not opened enough investigations into Hillary Clinton. Now, I think he would like to see some of her aides prosecuted. And as long as that's happening, as long as he doesn't directly take the word of the president, he is not, he's not going to be happy with the attorney general.
Well, a lot to talk about in that briefing today, including the fact that Hope Hicks is leaving as communications director. So we'll all be focusing on that as well. Sagar and Jetty, really appreciate your insight this morning.
Thanks for having me, Vince.
All right. And you can find Sagar on The Daily Caller. Great website.